everybody's happy. We're like delighted. It's the biggest day of like we've been waiting for 6 months for this day, and it's like I cannot describe the feeling. The mosques here are saying Allahu Akbar everywhere, and you could hear like the bullets. Everybody's firing bullets like in the air. Everybody's happy. Like earlier, we had our national anthem live from the mosque, and it's you cannot describe it. It's a wonderful feeling. We've been suffering for a long time, and we had no electricity for like days, and we had problems with medical supplies. People were dying. We need blood, we need anesthetic equipment, we need oxygen.
The fighting is obviously still underway. People are getting injured all the time. How are the hospitals coping? We hear what you say about the shortages, but how tough is it at the moment for medical staff?
We have problems with the hospital. Actually, the private clinics are operating right now. If you can hear the background right now, you can hear those bullets here. Yeah, so the hospitals have, like, we have shortage of medical, all sorts of medical supplies. We have a problem with the electricity, because when the electricity goes off, obviously everything in the hospital is off. So we have people on ventilators. We have people who need oxygen. We need operations to be done, not only for injured people, but also, like, can you imagine, like, a pregnant lady or any sort of, I mean, if you need an operation, or if you need a C-section or anything, you cannot do it here in Tripoli. We have a problem with anesthetic equipment. We also need blood.
The message is going out, isn't it, that Colonel Gaddafi's compound has fallen, or if not is falling. In terms of the mood in Tripoli, how long have people waited for this day to happen?
On the 17th of February. He fell on the 17th of February, the very minute a drop of blood was there on the floor, Libyan blood. That's when he fell. But now he's falling more and more. You were saying that he's like Saddam Hussein. He's not like Saddam Hussein. He's even worse than him. Nobody has ever done this, has ever made his people suffer. Every city that becomes free, he tries to kill everyone, and he's like, you cannot believe what we've been through. Like, we were in the hospital, we were afraid of the nurses, because the nurses were actually recording what we were saying about him, and catching us, getting money just to catch us. You know, you catch us and put us in those prisons. Can you imagine? I mean, this was complete terror. We were traumatized. Nobody could speak. We were afraid of each other, because we didn't know who was pro and who was not, and it turns out everybody was against him, but some people were traumatizing people.